那雅各书里面哈、哦，有告诉我们，雅各书第二章哈、哦，雅各书第二章26节，请你读。
身体没有灵魂是死的。
雅各书2章26节。
身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。
所以死哈、哦，在医学上的解释跟圣经解释不一样。医学解释就是说心脏没有跳，脑波停止就死了。但是圣经的解释哈、哦，身体没有灵魂就是死的。我们有一天灵魂从身体出来，我们就死了。那灵魂再回到身体就活过来，所以这里讲哦，身体没有灵魂是死的，那这样讲哦，这样看起来这个哦，回到以弗所书4章啊，4节，这里讲身体只有一个哈，那这个身体就是教会，哦，那教会只有一个，就是这样哦，那这个教会只有一个。那我们怎么知道这个教会是哪一个教会是主耶稣的身体呢？哦，那下面哈、哦，圣灵只有一个，哦，身体没有灵魂是死的，所以教会如果有主耶稣同在，这个教会就会有圣灵，好像身体有灵魂，这个教会就有属灵的生命，哦，这个教会就有神同在，哦，所以。我们在寻找主耶稣的身体、哦、最重要一个凭据就是这个教会有没有圣灵，因为身体没有灵魂是死的、哦、那身体有灵魂才是活的、哦、这是我们寻找教会一个非常重要的、哦、原因、啊哦、所以、哦、这个祷告、哦、可以得圣灵、哦、这个证明第一件事情就是这个教会有主耶稣的灵，那这个教会有主耶稣的灵，这个教会就是主耶稣的身体。那教会没有主耶稣的灵，这个就不是主耶稣。这里讲一个身体，身体只有一个，只有一个身体。所以为什么说在真耶稣教会我们非常强调圣灵，因为身体没有灵魂是死的，身体有灵魂才是活的，身体就是教会，灵魂就是神的灵，所以教会一定要有圣灵降临，这个教会才是主耶稣的身体、哦、这是第一个为什么圣灵这么重要、哦、那第二个、哦这个圣灵的重要、哦、跟我们等一下会谈、哦、跟洗礼有关、哦哦嗯、我们先来看圣灵的 真理有关、哦约翰福音16章，约翰福音的16章12节跟13节，请你念了吧。
我们还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了了。
13节。
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理。好，
这里啊，主耶稣告诉门徒啊，我还有好多事要告诉你。那主耶稣来世界上啊，他不是在谈世界的事。他是把神的话带到人间了，所以这里讲我还有好多事告诉你，就是他从神那里得到的这些神的话要告诉这些门徒，因为他教导门徒，门徒才能够去传神的话，传福音。但是现在你们担当不了，这个小字是写什么？我说你吗？ 小的字，
没有，
哦，那个中文没有小字哈，哦。你如果看那个繁体字的圣经哈，哦，原文作不能领会，啊，哦，不能领会，哦，所以主耶稣要告诉门徒很多事情，但是他听不懂，不能领会，
嗯，
所以这一本圣经哈，哦，很多人读哈，哦，他每一个字都懂，每一句话都懂。但是里面写什么他读不懂，哦，所以看起来也很浅，啊，每个字都懂，但是也很深，啊
啊，
到底在讲什么我们就不懂，
对，啊
哦，为什么？因为这是神的话，
嗯
哦，如果圣经读就懂了，我看全世界人都信耶稣了，是，哦，是不是，就是哦，那这怎么办呢，哦，这个神的话很重要，但是人不能明白怎么办呢？十三节，哦，只等真理的圣灵来，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，哦哦，所以圣经说人的灵可以了解人的事，哦，所以我们人，哦，长大了你就可以沟通，我们可以了解别人，别人给我了解我，因为我们是人嘛，哦，但是我们跟狗交通，哦，就没有办法交通了，只是简单一两句，因为狗比我们低一等，所以我们跟他讲人的事情他听不懂，哦，他比我低一等，那相对的，哦，神比我们高一等，哦，那因为神比我们高一等，哦，所以神对我们讲话也我们听不懂，好像我们 跟狗讲话狗听不懂，哦哦，但是我们跟狗讲话听不懂的是没有一条路可以解决的了，为什么？因为这个头脑差太多嘛，哈，哦。那神跟我们讲话，哈，哦，神跟我们讲话，啊，哦，我们要听得懂神的话，有一个关键，哈，哦，就是真理的圣灵来，他就引导我们。所以有一天我们得到圣灵之后，我们在看圣经变得很清楚，我们在听道理变得很清楚。为什么？因为神的灵从天上降下来，哦，在我们内心。给我们属灵的智慧，开我们的心，哦，我们在听神的话就很清楚。所以这里讲，哦，真理跟圣灵，这是好像一个铜板的两面，如果有真理就一定有圣灵，如果有圣灵就一定有真理，哦，所以为什么说在教会里面会一直强调圣灵，啊，因为这跟真理有关系，哦，如果神给我们圣灵我们就听得懂，但是相对的，哦，一个教会如果他传的完全跟圣经一样，他就会有真理，哦，或者说一个教会如果有圣灵降下来，圣灵会开他们的心，他们就对道理会明白，哦，就会跟圣经一样，哦，这是第二个原因，哦，为什么强调真理，因为真理跟圣灵是一体两面，有真理的地方一定会有圣灵，那第三个原因，哦，我们强调圣灵，哦，你洗礼过去在洗礼几年了？
哦，好几十年了。
哦，好几十年，那很久，那不简单，做基督徒这么久。
对啊。
是。那有一个最基本的问题，哦，我们怎么知道我是神的儿女？对，这个很简单问题，哦，我们怎么知道我是神的儿女？
因为能信他，信他，靠他，依靠他，盼望他，盼望他，这是，
哦哦，这个是我们做基督徒神给我们的一个福分，哦，好像孩子可以靠父亲仰望父亲，哦，yeah，但是一个最基本问题，哦，我可以仰望我的父亲，我可以靠我的父亲，哦，但是我怎么证明我是我父亲的儿子？以世界上来讲最重要就是出生证明，哦，医院出生证明他有写爸爸是谁妈妈是谁，哦，几月几日出生的，哦，那以圣经来讲，哦，我们来看加拉太书，哦，我们是神的儿女，
受刑啊。
对，那个是另外一点哈，现在是第三点哈。加拉太书第三章。第四章。
第四章。
对。加拉太书第四章。第四节到第六节，请你。
极致时候满足，神就差他的儿子为女子所生，而且生在律法以下。
第五节。
要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
第六节。
你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。
好，这个地方说哈，神差遣他的儿子，就是主耶稣嘛哈，为女子所生，就是为玛利亚所生，且生在律法以下。他是犹太人，律法以下，那要把律法以下人赎出来，因为在神的律法之下，我们都是有罪的，好像十条诫命，十条诫命没有一条是不好的，每一条都是好的，但是因为我们人做不出来，所以十条诫命一念出来，我们都是罪的。那要把律法以下人赎出来，这个赎呢，就是要付赎价，好像被绑票的要付赎价、赎金，那赎就是说，本来我们是属魔鬼的，因为我们有罪，被他管理，被他控制。那在魔鬼的控制之下，就是肉体死，灵魂也死了。那现在主耶稣流出宝血，把我们的罪洗干净了，所以魔鬼就没有办法控制我。那这个叫赎出来，那叫我们得着儿子的名分，所以受洗起来，我们就得着儿子的名分，受洗起来。好，那第六节，你们既为儿子，那受洗起来的就是赎嘛，那个赎出来就是在洗礼的那一个时刻，不是信的时候，是在洗礼耶稣的宝血。那你们既然为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们心里。所以神差他儿子的灵，儿子就是耶稣的灵，进到我们心里，就会得圣灵。所以然后圣灵从我们心里呼叫天上的神阿爸父。所以为什么我很有把握，我是神的儿女？因为圣灵，我祷告的时候我得到圣灵，那圣灵从我的内心呼叫天上的神阿爸父，那这样就很清楚，有一个很明确的证明。那第七节，可见从此以后你们不是奴仆，乃是儿子，那既为儿子，就靠着神为后嗣，所以我们受洗，就是第五节把我们赎出来，第六节得圣灵，受洗得圣灵，那我们就不是奴仆，我们是儿子，那靠着神为后嗣，就是将来要承受神的产业，所以这个得圣灵非常重要，得圣灵证明我是神的儿子，而且有很清楚的证明，没有得圣灵只是我们自己讲的。一个很有钱的人死了，大家都说我的他儿子，那有什么证明？到时候你拿出出生证明来看，然后每一个人都说我是神的儿子，那根据圣经来讲，神的儿子要有一个证明，那这证明什么？圣灵，我们就很有把握。所以 是第三个原因啊。为什么要得圣灵？要强调圣灵，因为圣灵证明我们是神的儿女。好，那第四个啊，为什么要强调圣灵？因为圣灵跟受洗有关系，跟我们的洗礼有关。好，我们看使徒行传。使徒行传的19章啊，19章，我们现在可以念啊，我们一个人可以念一节啊。使徒行传19章啊，第一节一直到第七节啊，一个人念一章，来，从你开始，几章几章。
那波罗在哥伦多的时候，保罗经过了上边一带地方，就来到以弗所。
好，你再读一节哈，第二节。
第二节。
对。
问他们说，你们信的时候受了圣灵没有？你们回答说没有，也未曾听见有圣灵赐下来。
好，第三节换下一位啊，那个。
保罗说：“这样你们受的是什么洗呢？”他们说是约翰的洗。
好，再一节。
保罗说：“约翰所行的是悔改的洗，告诉百姓当信那在他以后要来的，就是耶稣。”
好，下一个啊，五六七。
他们听见这话，就奉耶稣的名受洗。保罗开始在。
这段圣经啊，保罗到以弗所去啊，第一个问题问他什么？你们信的时候受圣灵没有？对不对？那我们一般基督徒信主几十年，有没有人问我们这个问题？没有。哦，对。那为什么没有问我们这个问题呢？因为一般基督教界里面很普遍认为，我信就有圣灵。
对啊，
是，对哈，就不需要问了。但是你现在看哦，这个说啊，保罗到以弗所哈，遇见几个门徒，问他们说：“你们信的时候受圣灵，信什么？你们信的时候受圣灵，信什么？当然是信耶稣嘛，哈，信耶稣，啊，所以信耶稣，在19章来讲啊。”不等于得胜，以弗所教会的信徒就没有得胜。好，那这个以弗所教会哈，你如果从第一节读到第七节哈，他们洗礼几次？
一次。
啊？他洗礼几次？
一次。
一次，只有一次，哪一节？你讲一次是哪一节？
受洗是？
对，你讲一次是哪一节哈？因为我们的信仰就是根据从圣经来查考。Florence， 你看看《使徒行传》19章哈，一节到第七节，洗礼几次？
他们受过约翰的洗。
这个。
对，然后之后又为他们再受一次洗，
所以洗礼两次。
两次。
对，第一次是约翰替他们洗礼，第二次是保罗替他们洗礼，洗礼两次。
那大水洗只有一次。
哦，对。那我们刚刚有没有？刚刚开始的时候说，一主一信一洗一神嘛，哦。一洗，洗礼只有一次，那为什么这里洗礼两次？对，这是一个，所以有很多人到真耶稣教会来，我已经洗礼了，圣经说洗礼只有一次，啊，但事实上哈，使徒行传19章啊，这里洗礼是两次，好，那这两次的洗礼有什么不同
？What are the two differences? No differences between these two baptisms?
这两次的洗礼有什么不同
？So examine closely. What's the difference between the two baptisms?
So 第一次 次是约翰的洗
对
是悔改的洗
悔改的洗
The first baptism is the baptism of repentance of John the Baptist
是保罗跟他洗礼那保罗跟他洗礼
Second baptism was by Paul, which is the washing or remission.
所以，那我们怎么知道这个悔改、这个洗礼是悔改的洗，这个洗礼是赦罪的洗
？So how do we differentiate which baptism is for repentance, which one is for remission of sins?
如果我们从十九章看起来很清楚就是。悔改的洗洗完了，但是没有圣灵。
From Acts chapter 9, we can see that the baptism of repentance after you baptize, there is no Holy Spirit.
那这样是不是悔改的洗不好？悔改的洗很好。
Does that mean the baptism of repentance is no good? No, it's good.
因为代表我们信耶稣。
But because it declares that we believe in Jesus Christ. And we repent, we confess that Jesus Christ is our Savior, and therefore we are baptized.
但是这样的洗礼哦，还不够。
But this type of baptism is still not adequate.
因为罪还没有赦。
Because the sin hasn't been washed away yet.
那所以保罗听到说他没有。他们没有得圣灵啊。
When Paul understood that they did not receive the Holy Spirit,
他马上就把他跟悔改的跟他的洗礼连在一起想。
So he immediately linked baptism and repentance together.
然后保罗到第五节，奉耶稣的名给他洗礼。
Then in Acts chapter 19, verse 5, Paul baptized them in the name of Jesus Christ.
然后按手，圣灵就降下来。
And then he laid hand on them, prayed for them, and the Holy Spirit came upon them, spoke in tongues.
所以以弗所教会的信徒洗礼两次。
As we can see here, the Ephesian believers were baptized twice.
第一次洗礼是信耶稣悔改。
The first baptism, they believed in Jesus Christ, and they were baptized with repentance.
那第二次洗礼是赦罪。
But the second baptism was one that washed away their sins.
那罪赦免了。祷告圣洁的灵就会降下来。
And once their sins were washed away, they're holy, and therefore the Holy Spirit descended upon them.
所以为什么我们这么强调圣灵
？This is why we emphasize so much about the Holy Spirit.
从圣经讲也有几个很重要的原因。
Because from the Bible, we can tell that there are very important factors.
那到这里有没有什么问题
？Any questions so far?
这个是约翰的洗。
对。
那约翰是。就是主耶稣都还没有来到那个，就是说，约翰是先锋。那另外，比如说像使徒八章那边也有一些是说，他们没有受圣灵，
对，
但他们有受奉主耶稣的名受了洗，
对，
然后门徒就按手在他们身上，他们就受了圣灵。所以是不是这一群是在五旬节之后？或者是说他们不是受约翰的洗，但是已经是主耶稣复活升天以后受洗的。
OK， 你这个问题很重要。
She touched upon a very good question that this group of people versus the group of people.
首先就是
Acts chapter 8。
为什么要洗
？First of all, why do we get baptized？
我们先来看。先看主耶稣讲的话，再看使徒行传啊。
Let's look at what Lord Jesus tells us, and refer back to Acts.
马可十六章。
Mark chapter 16.
马可十六章。
Mark 16.
十六节。
Verse 16.
马可十六章十六节。
Mark 16, verse 16.
十六节。
现在换谁？马可十六章十六节。
圣灵
受洗。请你读。
信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
好，到这里哈。十七节下面。
Verse 17。
信的人必有神迹随着他们，就是奉我的名赶鬼，说新方言。 手能拿蛇，若喝了什么毒物也必不受害，手按病人，病人就必好了。
哦，这里地方讲哈，信而受洗必然得救。
This passage tells us, he who believes and is baptized will be saved.
我们在一般基督教界里面常常引用罗马书第十章第十节，对不对？
In most Christian churches, they refer to Romans 10, chapter 10, verse 10.
心里相信，口里承认，你就得救了。
Confess with your lips and believe in your heart, and you are saved.
但是如果我们回来看主耶稣讲，他是讲信而受洗，他加上一个要受洗。
But if we refer back to what Lord Jesus said himself, he said, he who believes and is baptized will be saved.
那为什么信耶稣还要受洗？
So why is that when we believe in Jesus Christ, we still have to be baptized?
那这就问题就是说，洗礼到底是为什么？
So we need to find out exactly what's the reason for baptism.
现在一般基督教界里面，洗礼就是加入教会的一个手续。
In most Christian churches, baptism is merely a declaration, a ceremony of sort to declare that you are now part of this church.
Yeah, 就是公开承认我是耶稣了。
That you publicly declare that I belong to Jesus Christ.
那既然是一个仪式，一个加入教会的一个公开的仪式，所以方便就好。
Since it's merely a ceremony, a declaration, so as long as it's convenient, you can do it however you want.
那最方便的洗礼是什么？
What is the most convenient baptism?
点水
by sprinkling.
再来
and follow.
就是在浴缸里面
is to be baptized in a bathtub.
第三个在池子里面
and third into a pool.
那也有那个用两个梯子交叉，那些水血圣灵，然后走过去，哎，你今天洗礼。
And there's also churches with banners that write on it, water, blood.And Holy Spirit, so they just walk underneath the banner and they're considered baptized. Let's refer back to Acts chapter 2, verse 38.
Acts
chapter 2 tells us when Peter stood up to deliver a sermon.
37节说，众人听见这个话，觉得扎心。
Verse 37 says that the people were cut to the heart when they heard Peter's sermon.
这个扎心就是神的话，好像两刃的利剑扎到那些很受感动。
Cutting of the heart refers to the mighty sword of God's word. Can penetrate into people's heart.
因为这个神的话好像有圣灵，就很有权柄。
Because God's word is very mighty and powerful when it's infused with Holy Spirit.
那就问彼得说，那我们怎么做？
And they asked Peter, what shall we do?
39节。
Verse 39.
彼得说，你们要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦。
Verse 38. Then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins.
所以这样看起来洗礼是为什么？
So by this you can tell what's the reason for baptism.
洗礼的目的是什么？
What is the purpose for baptism?
让我们的罪得赦。
In order to forgive our sins.
所以不是我们相信的时候罪得赦。
So our sins are not removed at the moment we believe in Jesus Christ.
相信是一个预备的动作。
Believing is merely a prerequisite.Preparation action.
那我们相信在受洗的时候罪得赦。
But once we believe and we are baptized, that's when our sins are forgiven.
那这是圣经给我们的答案。
This is the answer the Bible provides for us.
那为什么受洗的时候罪得赦？
Why is it that when we are baptized and our sins are forgiven?
因为我们刚刚有读把我们的罪把我们从律法下赎出来。
we had mentioned, we had just read that Lord Jesus' blood will save us from under the law.
在洗礼里的时候，主耶稣的宝血把我们的罪洗干净。
So during the baptism, the blood of Jesus Christ will wash us clean of our sins.
所以主耶稣的宝血把我们赎出来，从罪里面，从魔鬼里面赎出来。
Therefore, the blood of Christ redeem us and ransom us from sin.
好，那下面我怎么知道我洗礼以后罪有得赦免
？Next question is, how do I know that once I've been baptized, my sins have been forgiven?
好，下面就必领受所赐的圣灵。
Read here, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
所以这个洗礼如果真的罪得赦免哦，神的灵就会降到我们身上。
So if a baptism is truly effective, then that person will receive the Holy Spirit.
我们人跟神本来是父亲跟儿子。
Because originally, man and God are the relationship of father and son.
那为什么儿子后来被赶出伊甸园？
But why is it that the son were the children were driven away from the Garden of Eden?
为什么？
Why?
不听话。
不听话。
Disobedient.
违背神的话，犯罪了。犯罪了，对不对
？They disobeyed God's commandment and they sinned.
所以罪使人跟神隔绝，所以就被赶出来。
Therefore, sin cuts us off from God, and they were driven away.
这是神的公义。
This is out of God's righteousness.
但是神的怜悯没有改变。
But God's mercy never changed.
所以他就差主耶稣来世界救我们罪。
And therefore, He sent Jesus Christ into this world in flesh in order to save us.
所以我们的罪在相信受洗的时候得赦免。
Our sins are forgiven at the moment of baptism.
那赦免了，我们跟神的关系就重新建立。
And once our sins are forgiven, our relationship is reconciled with God.
我们跟神就是父子关系。
And we reconcile as father and son.
我们就是他身体的一部分。
We now become part of his body.
在以弗所书里面讲哦，身体只有一个。
Ephesians tells us that there is only one body.
接下去圣灵只有一个。
There's only one Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣的教会一定有主耶稣的圣灵。
Therefore, the body of Jesus Christ must also contain the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
那当我们受洗罪得赦跟的这个身体连在一起的时候，圣灵这个身你变成身体的一部分，圣灵就通了，就进来了。
Once we believe and we are baptized, our sins forgiven, then the Holy Spirit will naturally come into us, and we are now linked with God.
所以这里说，叫你的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
This is why it says here, baptize in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣的洗礼就是榜样。
The baptism of Jesus Christ set a very good role model for us.
其实他没有罪啊。
But in fact, he didn't have any sins whatsoever.
那他为什么要洗礼？
So why does he need to go through the baptism?
做一个榜样。
In order to set up an example.
主耶稣从水里面上来。
When Jesus emerged from the water.
下一件事情发生什么？
What was the next event that happened?
主耶稣从水里面上来。
When Jesus emerged from the baptismal site.
下面，天开了。
Heaven opened.
这个天开就是说人可以回到神那里。
This heaven opening symbolizes that we now can return, humans can return to Heavenly Father.
人如果门如果不开，你就进不来，对不对？门没有开，你进不来。
If a door isn't open, then we cannot go through.
那洗礼罪得赦免，天就开了。
So when during the baptism our sins are forgiven, then heaven opens.
那怎么知道天开呢？
How do we know that heaven opened?
圣灵好像鸽子从天上降到主耶稣的身上。
The Holy Spirit descended as dove upon Jesus Christ.
所以这完全符合二章三十八节。
And this is totally in corresponding to Acts chapter 2 verse 38.
受洗如果罪得赦免，天就会开。我怎么知道天有开？圣灵好像鸽子降在我们身上。
Baptized and sins forgiven, then heaven will open. How do I know if heaven opened? Because the Holy Spirit descend as dove upon you.
然后呼叫天上的神阿爸父。
And you shall call out Heavenly Father, Abba Father.
所以加拉太书说，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
Galatians tells us that the Holy Spirit prove to us in our heart that we are the children of God.
所以使徒行传二十三十九节说，这个应许是给你们跟你们的儿女。
Acts 2 verse 38. 9 tells us, for the promises to you and to your children.
哦，所以这是神的应许。
This is God's promise.
那我们如果接受赦罪的洗礼，这个应许就会给我们。
If you receive the baptism of remission of sins, then you shall receive the Holy Spirit.
那有的马上求，马上得到；有的神有神的时候，但是每一个人都会得到圣灵。
There are some who receive the Holy Spirit immediately after baptism, and some take a little bit longer, but eventually everyone will receive the Holy Spirit.
好，那到了《使徒行传》第八章
，By Acts chapter 8，
我们就知道哈，有的人这个。八章告诉我们哦，不是洗礼自然就得圣灵。
Acts chapter 8 tells us that when the person is baptized, they don't naturally receive the Holy Spirit.
因为现在一般基督教界里面哦，有的人说你信就有圣灵了。
Now in most Christian churches, they claim that when you at the moment you believe, you receive the Holy Spirit.
那有的是说你受洗就有圣灵了。
And some say that when you're baptized, you've received the Holy Spirit already.
那我们现在看从十四节。
But now let's read Acts chapter 8, verse 14.
哦，使徒行传八章十四节。
Acts 8, verse 14.
到十七节。
To 17.
来，下面一个。
使徒在约翰的
撒
冷听见撒玛利亚人领受了神的道，就打发彼得、约翰往他们那里去。两个人到了。就为他们祷告，要叫他们受圣灵。
好，下面一个。
因为圣灵还没有降
下来。你是你弟弟吗？
哦，他是我朋友。
啊，你朋友的。
对对对，他讲英文而已。
哦，这样。
对，所以要让他。
哦，没关系，这样就好。来，就得换你。第八章第
十六，因为圣灵还没有降在他们一个人身上，他们只奉主耶稣的名受了洗。
好，我现在问几个问题哈。
We have some questions.
这里说福音传到撒玛利亚。
Here states that the gospel had reached Samaria.
第一个哈，他们有没有信耶稣？
First of all, do this group of people believe in Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
They do.
第二个，他们有没有洗礼？
Second, have they been baptized?
Yeah. 他们只奉耶稣的名受洗。
Yes, they have been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
第三个，他们有没有得圣灵？
Thirdly, did they receive the Holy Spirit?
只是圣灵还没有降在他们一个人身上。
But as yet, Holy Spirit had not fallen upon any of them.
这个神的作为都很奇妙。你如果看第八章的开始啊，在撒玛利亚神迹其实很大。
God's wonders and miracles are quite mysterious. We can see in the beginning of Acts chapter 8, there's mighty miracles and wonders.
还有医病，还有赶鬼。
There's healing and casting out demons.
但是没有人得圣灵。
But no one received Holy Spirit.
好，那彼得、约翰去啊。他们只去，他们去一个目标。
And Peter and John went to Samaria. They only have one goal in mind.
就是十五节。
Which is stated in verse 15.
为他们祷告，叫他们受圣灵。
Pray for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit.
那十七节啊。
Verse 17.
于是使徒按手在头上，他们就受了圣灵。
Then they lay hands on them and they receive the Holy Spirit.
所以这里告诉我们啊，不是信耶稣自然就有圣灵。
So this passage tells us unmistakably that when you accept Jesus Christ, that's not the moment you receive Holy Spirit.
也不是洗礼自动就得圣灵。
Nor is it that when you are baptized, you immediately get the Holy Spirit.
所以相信是一个时间，洗礼可能是另外一个时间。
Belief and baptism are two separate events.
然后得圣灵可能又是另外一个时间。
Receiving the Holy Spirit is also a separate incident.
所以这个不是同一个时间。
So they do not occur all at once.
好，那什么时候得圣灵？使徒按手在头上，他们就圣灵。
When did they receive the Holy Spirit? When the disciples lay hand upon them and pray for them. That's when they receive the Holy Spirit.
还没有按手，没有圣灵。按手就有圣灵。
But before they lay hands on them, they did not receive the Holy Spirit. After they lay hand on them, they received the Holy Spirit.
可见说，这个圣灵不是说我信耶稣自然就有，圣灵就在我里面，不是这样。
As we can see, when we merely believe in Jesus Christ, we don't naturally
automatically get the Holy Spirit.
好，那圣灵是神的灵，看不见，怎么知道按手圣灵就受圣灵呢？
But since Holy Spirit is invisible, the Spirit of God, how do we know for a fact that they receive Holy Spirit with the laying of hands?
十八节
，verse 18。
好，下面一个十八节，八节十九节。
西门看见使徒按手，便有圣灵赐下，就拿钱给使徒说：“把这权柄也给我，叫我手按着谁，谁就可以受圣灵。”
好，在这到这里就可以哈。其实圣灵是看不见的，因为是灵。
Actually, Holy Spirit is invisible, you cannot see him.
但是西门看见使徒按手就剩下，圣灵就降下来。
But verse 18 says, when Simon saw that through the laying of the apostles' hands, the Holy Spirit was given.
他也很渴慕这个恩赐哦。他说：“把你给我这个权柄啊，我按谁就可以得胜。”
He really thirsted for this power, and he asked the disciples, "Give me this power also, that anyone on whom I lay hands may also receive the Holy Spirit."
这就跟《使徒行传》回到第二章啊，第一次圣灵降临发生什么事情
？So let's return back to Acts chapter 2, the very incident of the descension of Holy Spirit.
第二章
，Acts chapter 2，
从第一节到第四节
，from verse 1 to 4。
下面，
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处，忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。
晨会第三、第四。谢谢啊！第一次圣灵降临哈，好，天上声音下来，好像大风吹过。
The very first incident of the recording of a descension of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, Holy Spirit descended, and suddenly there came sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind.
哦，这里讲啊，火焰显现出来，他们就被圣灵充满，然后开始说方言。
And there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one set upon each one.And they all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues.
那如果我们再看三十三节
，Let's read verse 33。
下面，这都进到二章三十三节。
Acts 2:33。
他既被神的右手高举，又从父受所应许的圣灵，就把你。
这里说你们所看见所听见的浇灌下来。
Here it states, he poured out this which you now see and hear.
所以这个圣灵降临是看得见听得见。
And therefore we can tell that the descension of Holy Spirit is something that can be seen and heard.
听得见就是会说方言。
Heard means they are speaking in tongue.
看得见就好像风吹过树枝会动我们身体会动。
Seen, it's as if the wind blows by a tree, and you can see the leaves wavering in the wind, as if when we're praying, the body trembles.
有一个外在的现象表示。
So there is an external movement that you can tell for sure.
所以洗礼是为赦罪，赦罪完，神就有应许要让我们得胜。
The function of baptism is for remission of sins. And once sins has been cleansed away.God will give us the promised Holy Spirit. And by relying upon this promise, we pray and we shall receive the Holy Spirit.
所以这个洗礼的功用就是为让我们赦罪，赦罪的证明就是得胜。
The function of a baptism is to wash away sins, and the evidence of sins being washed away is.Receiving the Holy Spirit.
好，那现在下面一个问题哈，那为什么洗礼可以赦人的罪
？The next question is, how is it that through baptism our sins can be washed away?
圣经里面呢，提到很多地方啊，罪跟血都有关系的。
The Bible has many numerous passages regarding how sins have to do with blood.
希伯来书
Hebrews.
希伯来书的第九章
Chapter 9.
二十二节
Verse 22.
希伯来书第九章二十二节。
Hebrews 9 verse 22。
按着律法，凡物差不多，都是用血洁净的。若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
这里说啊，按着神的律法啊
，According to God's law，
就是旧约时代啊
，Which is the Old Testament。
犯罪要杀牛杀羊献祭。
Whoever sinned, they had to sacrifice livestock in order to offer sacrifice.
那这样罪才可以得赦免。
In order to have their sins washed away.
哦，那旧约就是一个预表。
The Old Testament is a prefiguration.
啊，预表那个无罪的羔羊就是主耶稣啊。
It prefigures that the sinless Lamb of God, which is Jesus Christ, shall come in the future.
那主耶稣在十字架上。
When Lord Jesus was hung on the cross,
那个罗马兵丁用枪砸他的肋旁。
The Roman soldier used a spear and stuck into his side.
他看到什么
？What did he see?
看到什么？水跟血。
He saw blood and water, very distinctly.
所以约翰一书说主耶稣来是怎么来的
？So First John tells us how did Lord Jesus come?
约翰一书。
Let's turn to First John.
第五章
，Chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章
，First John chapter five，
第六节
，verse six。
约翰一书第五章第六节
，First John chapter five。
He came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth.
Okay, 好 ，Thank you.这里说借着水和血来的就是耶稣基督。
Here says Jesus Christ not only by water but by water and blood。
啊，耶稣来要做什么
？What's the purpose of Jesus coming to the world？
马太福音第一章讲得清楚，他要把人从罪里面救出来。
Matthew chapter 1 states very clearly that he is to deliver mankind out of sin。
那怎么救
？How？
这里说借着水和血而来。
It says here that。By water and blood,
就是借着他流在十字架流出的水跟血来救我们。
By the water and blood that he shed on the cross, Jesus Christ shall save us from our sins.
那主耶稣两千年死了，现在哪里去拿宝血呢
？Jesus Christ already died 2,000 years ago. Where can we find this precious blood?
哦，当然，你看第六节哈。
3 verse 6.
不单用水，乃是用水又用血。
Not only by water, but by water and blood.
所以我们在洗礼的时候。
When during our baptism,
是在大水里面洗。
It is done in living water.
哦，你可以看到水。
You can see, you can visualize the water.
但是主耶稣的宝血哦就在里面。
But actually, the blood of Christ is present in there.
哦，所以啊，在第六节的啊，耶稣来不单用水又用血，就是在洗礼的时候。
Verse 6 says, Jesus Christ not only by water, but by water and blood. This happens during the baptism.
第七节
Verse 7.
并且有圣灵做见证
For the Holy Spirit will testify.
那圣灵就是真理
Holy Spirit is the truth.
所以我们照着圣经的道理来做，而且在教会里面又有圣灵，那个主耶稣的宝血就会出现
When we follow according to the Bible, the truth in the Bible,And with the Holy Spirit abiding in that church, then the blood of Christ will be revealed during baptism.
但是那个出现不是物质的血。
But that revelation of the blood is not a material blood.
它是主耶稣宝血在灵里面显现。
But rather, the precious blood of Christ is revealed in the Spirit.
要洗掉我们灵里面的罪。
In order to wash away our sins which are in spirit.
物质的不能够洗灵里面的罪。
Material things cannot wash away spiritual filth.
啊，只有主耶稣的宝血可以在灵里显现，洗掉我们的罪。
Only the precious blood of Jesus Christ can wash away our filthiness in the spirit.
啊，所以为什么洗礼可以洗掉我们的罪
So why is it that baptism can remiss our sins?
因为主耶稣十字架流的宝血，今天借着圣经的真理跟圣灵的运行，又在我们洗礼的地方出现。
The precious blood that Jesus shed over 2,000 years ago is revealed once again through the truth of the Holy Spirit, and by having the presence of the Holy Spirit with us, it's revealed once again.
所以在我们教会里面啊，很多人看到主耶稣宝血。
In our church, many people witness the precious blood of Christ.
又不是每个人看到。
It's not everyone that who can see this.
每个看到就是物质的东西。
If everyone can see it, then it's material.
我自己一次也没有看到。
I myself have never seen it once.
但是在洗礼的时候，常常有新那种新受洗的看到主耶稣宝血。
But during the baptism, a lot of newly baptized see with their own eyes that there's crimson blood in the baptism site.
在灵里面洗掉我们的罪。
To wash away our sins in the spirit.
那罪洗干净了我们关系就正常。
Once our sins are dealt with, then our relationship is restored to God.
那圣灵就会降临。
And the Holy Spirit will descend upon us.
那下面就是，那我们洗礼要罪得赦免，有几个因素呢？
There are several factors in order for the baptism to wash away our sins.
刚我们刚读那圣经里面讲哈
，We have read just now.
有圣灵做见证。
We have the Holy Spirit to act as a witness.
在我们教会里面洗礼啊，有除了有圣经根据之外，有三个啊常常发生来知道我们的洗礼是圣经里面的一洗。
In the baptism of True Jesus Church, other than the truth evidence in the Bible, there are also three other phenomena that bear witness to the truth.
第一个
，first one，
洗礼有人看到耶稣宝血。
During the baptism, people can witness the precious blood.
全世界，中国、美国、中国大陆、非洲都一样。
This happens throughout the world, whether in China, America, Africa.
我没有听过一个基督徒曾经讲过，没有读过一本书说洗礼有人看到耶稣的宝血，不知道诸位有没有听过。
But I have never heard outside of True Jesus Church that anybody written or testified that during the baptism they witnessed the blood of Christ.
我们两年前嘛，洗礼刘露他们都有看到耶稣的宝血，这是真的。
2 years ago, we had a sister Liu Lu from China. She witnessed with her own eyes that there's precious blood during the baptism.
第二个
，second，
洗礼完马上得胜。
After the baptism, you immediately receive Holy Spirit. This is especially evident in Africa. After they emerge from the baptism, they receive the Holy Spirit and their whole body shake and they speak in tongues. Thirdly, after baptism, their sicknesses are removed and healed, and even demon possessed are driven away. The baptism's function is not for healing. But sometimes, because our sins are forgiven and through the mercy of God, our sicknesses will be healed at the same time.
但是有时候我们，特别是最近，看到有的慕道朋友还没有洗礼就得圣灵，那这个跟圣经讲的不是不一样吗？
But sometimes we come across friends who receive Holy Spirit and speak in tongue even before the baptism. Doesn't that contradict what the Bible says?
我们看圣经的第十章。
Let's turn to Book of Acts, chapter 10.
四十四节。
Verse 44。
下面。九里是不是换了？九里啊，四十四。
四十四。
That's 10, verse 44.
彼得还说这话的时候。圣灵降在一切听到的人身上。
是什么节
？45。
再一节。
那些奉格里和彼得同来的信徒，见圣灵的恩赐也交在他，交在外邦人身上。
好，下面一个。就是可以这样了解这个46，看下面。
这个。因听见他们说方言，称赞神威大，于是彼得说：“这些人既受了圣灵，与我们一样， 谁能禁止用水给他们施洗呢？
好，这个使徒行传第一章是记载哥尼流信耶稣吗？
Acts chapter 10 is a recording of how the family Cornelius came to Christ.
这可以说第一个外邦人来信主。
And he was considered the very first Gentile to come believe in Jesus Christ.
那彼得为他洗礼，他也有一点点顾虑，因为几千年来都是犹太人，福音是要给犹太人。
When Peter baptized Cornelius' family, he was somewhat hesitant because for thousands of years, the Jewish people considered the gospel was exclusive for Jewish people.
但是到最后，这个哥尼流受洗，为什么？
But finally, Cornelius' family was baptized. Why?
因为彼得还在说话，圣灵就降在哥尼流他们身上。
Because even while Peter was preaching to them,Holy Spirit descended upon Cornelius.
所以就给大家一个证据，你看神要他了，我们怎么可以不跟他洗礼？
And this proved to them with an indisputable evidence that God had picked them, so how can we reject them?
所以有时候我们因为我们过去的背景可能我们比较容易怀疑，那神在还没有洗礼以前就给我们得圣灵，让知道真的有神，神就在这里，让你恍然大悟，是这样。
So in certain circumstances, because people are more suspicious, and for God give them Holy Spirit, and they're able to speak in tongue even before they're baptized to prove that there truly is God here.
但48节你看那一些得圣灵，他没有说哦得圣灵就跑掉了，他就接受奉耶稣的名洗礼。
But in verse 48, we can see that after they received the Holy Spirit, that wasn't the end of the story.Peter commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
所以我们洗礼要赦罪啊，第一个一定要有圣灵。
And therefore, in order for the baptismal to have the efficacy of removing sin, first it must have Holy Spirit abidance.
第二个要照圣经的话来做。
And secondly, we have to follow according to the Bible.
那圣经的话就是要奉耶稣的圣名。
According to the Bible means that we have to baptize in the name of Jesus Christ.
现在很多基督教会都是奉啊。
Now, in most Christian churches, they baptize in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
其实你看英文，那个名是单数。
But if you look at English, that name is singular.
父跟儿子，我们在地上父跟儿子都不同名啊。
Father and Son on earth, they have different names.
那什么父跟儿子的名是单数呢？
So how can it be that Father and Son share the same name?
因为两个名字是一样。
Because These two share the same name.
父的名，子的名字叫耶稣。
The name of the son is Jesus.
那父的名字也是耶稣。
And father's name is also Jesus.
为什么？
Why?
因为耶稣本来就是神。
Because Jesus was originally God.
所以神的名字就是耶稣。
And therefore, the name of God is Jesus.
所以我们要奉耶稣的名，因为所有的权柄都给这个名字。
And this is why we need to baptize in the name of Jesus Christ for all power and authority under this name.
那再来就是我们要全身入浸。
Secondly, we have to be fully immersed into the water.
因为第二章里面你要受洗，让你的罪得赦，就必领受圣灵。那个洗礼本身这个在原文就是全身入浸的意思。
In Acts chapter 2, verse 38, it says that you must be baptized and to wash away your sins. This baptism.The word baptismal in the original text means fully immersion into the water.
我们是罪人，要全身浸到主耶稣的宝血里面。
And since we're sinners, we need to be fully immersed into the precious blood of Christ.
现在一般基督教会怎么洗礼？
How do most Christian churches baptize nowadays?
有的如果有浸到水里面，
there are some churches that are they immerse in the water.
但是他奉父子圣灵的名。
But they do so in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
要全身浸到主的宝血。